Forgotten Customer Support. My name is Paige. How may I help you?
Hi. I have a bill from you guys on my bank account, and then me and my husband, neither one know what you guys are or how it got here. So.
Okay, what's your email address? Let's see if we have an account for you.
Well, mine is Jodi, J-O-D-I, at designfly, the letter U.com.
Okay, so no. What's your husband's email address?
T-K-N-O-L-L-M-A-N 66 at gmail.com.
You said, oh, I'm sorry, it was T-K-N-O-L-L?
Yeah, L-L-M-A-N. Then the number 66 at gmail.com.
And let's try by first and last name. What's your first and last name?
Jodi, J-O-D-I, Nolman, K-N-O. L L M A N.
Okay, I do see Jodi Nolman here. Jodi at Designfly for you.
That's the email I told you first.
Oh, okay, yeah, it didn't show up when I first put it in. I apologize about that.
That's okay.
I have your account located here with propertyrecord.com. Let's see. It looks like you did a property search on 1987 East, 2150 Avenue, St. Elmo, Illinois. When you did that search with our company, we do charge $1 deposit, but we also charge $18.95 as well. So that's why you're seeing that charge. Did you want me to go ahead and cancel you out?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want any recurring...
Okay. Okay, I went ahead and got you canceled out for all future charges effective immediately. And it's going to send you a cancellation email as well, but I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be 321.
Okay.
7368.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Bye.